This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan Antonio Sales. Date of birth, October the 20th, 1979. Case ID number is 619-7590. Date of exam, August the 29th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from McAllen Medical Center and South Texas Hospital Health Systems, dated 6/14/2022. Identifying information. This is a 43-year-old single male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left leg and knee surgeries, comma, fracture right femur and ankle, comma, decreased vision of the left eye, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in July 22, 2022, where he worked in a warehouse for approximately 25 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he is residing in a nursing home, secondary to his condition, and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, left leg and knee surgeries. Number two, fracture right femur and ankle. Number three, decreased vision of the left eye. Number four, diabetes mellitus. And number five, lumbar sacral back pain. History of allegations. Number one, left leg and knee surgeries and fracture of the right femur and ankle. The claimant states that he has had two injuries, one that occurred in 2019 where he fractured his left leg at work, and also another in June of 22 where he fractured his right lower leg and femur and ankle at work as well. The claimant states that the fracture of the right leg did not include the femur, but was the tibia and the ankle. The claimant had a left leg and knee surgery to replace the patellar. He has had surgery of both legs and at this time presented in a wheelchair because he has difficulty ambulating. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. He states his biggest complaint are cramps. His limitations include being able to walk 10 feet, comma, stand for 2 minutes, comma, and unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet or sweep a room at this time. His physician is Dr. Yvonne Lopez. He did present with a wheelchair that he uses most of the time. He is presently on ibuprofen, 400 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain, which he states does not give him any relief. He has not started his physical therapy, which is pending at this time, which will be performed at the nursing home. But since he is still recovering from his injury and surgery, the claimant's total number of surgeries include a status post, closed reduction, external fixation, internal fixation of the right lower leg, which was performed in 2022. He has a history of tibial fibula closed fracture of the left leg with the placement of a patellar implant. He has a displaced pilon fracture of the left tibial area. And also he has a open reduction internal fixation of the tibia fibula, external fixation, removal of the right tibia, and open reduction internal fixation of the distal tibia fibula with right bone grafting. The claimant has been through multiple surgeries and appears to be somewhat exhausted from all his injuries. Allegation number 3, decreased vision of the left eye. The claimant states that in 1993, he got hit by a metal fragment from the roof while he was outside. He suffers from diabetes mellitus and trauma of the left eye where he is completely blind. He has been waiting for an organ donor and has had 3 surgeries of the left eye with poor results. He has actually been waiting for 15 years for a left eye donor to give him an eye. He is completely blind of the left eye, and his night vision as well as his peripheral vision is very poor, especially for the left side. His smell and vision is OD uncorrected 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/total blindness, pinhole is 20/total blindness, monocular eyesight of the right eye is 20/40. His condition at this time is stable. He does wear glasses, but did not present with them at this office visit and may no longer have glasses at this time. Allegation number 4, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 120 pounds. He states that he does have in-organ damage, a retinopathy of the left eye, and nephropathy with hematuria, along with bilateral foot neuropathy. He denies any atherosclerosis or cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose 3 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 130 to 160. His last reading was 132, and before that time it was 157. He is presently on insulin, but does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. He takes Humulin R on a sliding scale at the nursing home, and he's also on Lantus, but does not recall the dose. The claimant did not bring his medications or a list of the medications that he is taking at this time. However, his condition appears to be well controlled, especially since he is being monitored in a nursing home. Allegation number 5, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2013, he felt a small pulling sensation of the lumbar sacral back area with pain radiating down to the left leg. He states the character of the pain is like electrical shock pain of the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down the left leg. No surgeries have been performed, and he was diagnosed with left sciatica of the left leg area and lumbar sacral back area. His limitations include being able to walk 10 feet, stand for 2 minutes, sit for 2 hours, lift approximately 30 pounds, but unable to bend over. The claimant is in a wheelchair at this time, secondary to multiple surgeries of his legs. His physician is Dr. Fulp. He states that the only daily activities that he performs is reading. He does not see a chiropractor, but is pending physical therapy for his legs, which has been approved. He has been on heavy medications for pain, but does not recall the medications that he was taking, except for the ibuprofen, and he states the medications don't really work for him. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral left radiculopathy / sciatica. And his physician is Dr. Fulp and Dr. Chowdhury. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, he does take something for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, ibuprofen for pain, Lantus, QHS, and Humulin R on a sliding scale. He does not remember the names or the doses that he was taking. Medical problems, diabetes mellitus type 2, being treated with insulin at this time, hypertension, bilateral leg surgeries with multiple fractures, left eye blindness with decreased vision, major surgeries, status post-close reduction, internal fixation of the right lower leg, history of tibia fibula closed fracture of the left leg with placement of a patellar implant, displaced pilar fracture of the tibia on the left side, status post open reduction internal fixation, the tibia fibula external fixator removal of the right tibia, and open reduction internal fixation of the distal tibia fibula of the right with bone grafting. The claimant also had an ankle fracture, which was repaired. On the right side. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes per day for 20 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any alcohol abuse at this time. He stopped drinking in 2010. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant does have a history of using marijuana and cocaine, but denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The claimant states the last time he used cocaine was in 1995. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight, 272 pounds. Height, 6 feet, 1 inch, BP 113 over 70 mmHg, heart rate 107 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 95%, BMI 36. General. This is a 43-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and appears to be in some acute distress, who presented in a wheelchair. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, HEENT. The claimant has enormous cephalic, but a traumatic, and a traumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The claimant does have left eye scarring, and his eye is completely white and is unable to see from the left eye at all. The fundoscopic examination of the undilated pupil on the right side appears to be grossly normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact for the right eye. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the left eye, where the claimant is completely blind, and somewhat decreased for the right eye. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal for the right eye, but completely abnormal for the left. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/complete blindness. Monocular eyesight of the right eye is 20/40. Could you please drop down to extremities? There is some clubbing and cyanosis noted, especially on the right leg. No ulcers or veins were noted, and some mild edema was noted. Calves were mildly tender. The Hohmann sign was negative. There are multiple scars on the lower legs. There is a left 27-centimeter knee to lower leg vertical scar, which appears to be intact, and there is also a right 25-centimeter midline to foot scar from the mid-shin to the foot area where an ankle fracture was also repaired. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle 1+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at 1+. Could you please drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact, except for the left eye where the claimant is completely blind and ocular movements are decreased. Cerebellar function. The claimant was unable to walk at this time, secondary to the surgeries that he's had. He was wheelchair bound. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam. And the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of both lower extremities, mild joint swelling, erythema, and some effusion, as well as deformity was noted on both lower legs, especially at the right side. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. The claimant was unable to get up and perform a lumbar spine flexion. He's unable at this time to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, secondary to his leg problem. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and somewhat lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left. We were unable to evaluate straight leg raise in the supine position, secondary to the claimant being in a wheelchair. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the lower extremities. There is normal range of motion. And strength of both knees. However, the claimant is able to flex the left knee at 130 degrees and the right knee at 140. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own at this time, secondary to the problems with his legs. The claimant had difficulty in getting up and rising from a sitting position, secondary to his leg problems, and he was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant is unable to walk on his heels or toes at this time, secondary to the surgeries, and cannot walk at a normal tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, because of the multiple surgeries on both legs, he requires a wheelchair at this time. Although it appears that the left leg has healed already, because of the right, he is unable to do it. Neurological, grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradius, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were somewhat decreased. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +5/5 for the upper extremities and +3/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the right ankle, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted at this time, secondary to the claimant still recovering from his condition. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of both lower extremities. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally at this time. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of severe muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has severe limitation in his visual acuity and visual fields for the left eye, but not for the right. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to left eye blindness and bilateral leg injuries. Probable diagnoses: number one, left leg and knee surgeries. - confirm with physical examination, which occurred in 2019 and appeared to have healed. Allegation number two, fracture of the right tibia and fibula along with the ankle, still being healed at this time. It occurred in June of 2022. and the claimant appears to have some complications in healing his leg. He is presently in a nursing home. Number three, decreased vision of the left eye, confirmed with physical examination from an injury. Number four, diabetes mellitus, being treated with insulin in a nursing home, appears to be very well controlled. Number five, lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided sciatica radiculopathy, appears to be stable at this time, difficult to evaluate since the claimant had difficulty getting out of the wheelchair. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan Antonio Salas.